Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A stormy night for Kansas. We've got the story.
The Kansas governor signs a budget, but vetoes a pension payment. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police release details on two homicides. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Officially, we've had more than 2 inches of rain since yesterday morning, and more is on the way. Our complete forecast coming up.
A night of thunder, lightning, heavy rain across central Kansas. The National Weather Service in Wichita has issued flood warnings for 26 counties. Rainfall totals of more than 3 inches are common across the central part of the state. Just over 2 inches at Eisenhower Airport here in Wichita. That was at midnight, 2.12. A brief tornado caused damage south of Pittsburgh in Crawford County in southeast Kansas. No injuries are reported from the overnight storms.
The city of Sedgwick is offering residents free sandbags as the Little Arkansas River is expected to reach moderate flood stage. Officials say it should begin early today before cresting tomorrow. Public school classes in the town of Sedgwick have been canceled for today because of flooding concerns. The sandbags may be picked up and filled at the city shop.
More information on a Wichita homicide. Man shot and killed in southeast Wichita west of Harry and Edgemore. Police Captain Brent Allred says this happened last Friday afternoon.
Officers responded to a call of a shooting in a residence of the 1500 block of South Parkwood. On arrival, officers located 20-year-old Devint Mapara of Wichita with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
Police arrested a 24-year-old man on a charge of first-degree murder. There was some sort of dispute between the suspect and the victim, perhaps involving money.
And then early Sunday, 28-year-old Darnell Jackson called 911 saying that he'd stabbed another man in southeast Wichita near Pawnee and Oliver. Police responded to the Golf Park apartment in the 2400 block of South Glendale, and that's where they found 45-year-old Joseph Hyman suffering from multiple stab wounds.
There had been a dispute between Jackson and Hyman over at least several weeks over loud music being played by Mr. Hyman. On Sunday, Mr. Jackson became upset about the loud music and entered Hyman's apartment and stabbed him multiple times, leading to his fatal injuries.
Captain Allred says Hyman died at the hospital about 7 hours after the stabbing. The suspect booked into jail on a charge of first-degree murder. This was Wichita's 12th criminal homicide case this year.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council plans to amend the lease on the former Gander Mountain building near downtown. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the plan is for King of Freight to move in.
And we think that that'll give that area a little bit of life and bring, you know, up to now what we're looking at is potentially 900 jobs in that area. So 525 or 545 existing, and then they will add 400 to that.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed an extra $51 million payment to the state's public pension system while signing the bulk of the next state budget approved by the state legislature.
The governor said Monday that an additional payment to the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System is not prudent with other parts of state government facing additional needs. She also used her power to veto individual budget items to reject several other items included by the legislature. The budget provides more than $18.3 billion for state government for the fiscal year beginning in July. It increases a pay raise for state workers and extra money for prisons, social services, and higher education. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It's a moral victory for House Democrats as a federal judge ordered President Trump to turn over 10 years of his financial records to the House Oversight Committee, but the fight is far from over.
The president and his team tried to block the House Oversight Committee from getting those records, but a federal judge ruled against the president, giving this first victory to House Democrats. Here's the president before heading to Pennsylvania.
It's the it's totally the wrong decision by obviously an Obama-appointed judge. He was a recent Obama-appointed judge.
Now that judge, Amit Mehta, appointed by former President Barack Obama back in December 2014, his ruling states that the White House cannot block a subpoena from the House asking for those financial records from Trump's accounting firm. President Trump said his team will fight the ruling.
Fox's David Spunt reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Shocker baseball team in Florida today for the American Conference Tournament. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Google is accused of using Gmail to log what users buy. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Kansas prison officials say 10 young male offenders damaged property inside three living units at the state's Juvenile Corrections Center during a Sunday evening disturbance. This in Topeka. The State Department of Corrections says the disturbance did not result in any injuries, and investigators are still trying to determine the extent of the damage at the Kansas Juvenile Corrections Complex in Topeka. The department says the offenders were 17, 18, or 19 years old.
The Senate's top Republican moves to raise the legal smoking age.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, whose home state of Kentucky was long one of the nation's top tobacco producers, introducing legislation to raise the minimum smoking age from 18 to 21. McConnell introduced the legislation with Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine Monday. The cancer rate in Kentucky is among the highest in the nation. 14 states and 470 municipalities, including Arkansas, California, and Virginia, have enacted laws raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products to 21. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says tobacco products are the country's top cause of preventable disease and death. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A police officer who shot a teenage boy in Arizona turns in his gun and badge.
Tempe's police chief has accepted the resignation of Officer Joseph Jayan, but a police administrative review into his actions as well as a criminal probe continue. In January, Jayan responded to a call of a suspicious car when he spotted 14-year-old Antonio Arce burglarizing a truck. Arce ran while holding a replica gun. Investigators say Jayan fired his weapon because he thought the teen's gun was real and felt threatened. But body cam footage shows Arce didn't appear to turn around or point a weapon at Jayan. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Google accused of using Gmail to log what users buy.
Google, responding to reports, it has a secret page recording all the things users buy online, including on separate websites. The company's privacy page says only users can view these purchases, but notes information about orders may also be saved with your activity in other Google services, explaining folks can delete this data on a separate activity page. Google tells CNBC users can turn off the tracking, promising it does not sell your personal information with advertisers unless asked to do so. Folks can check out a log of purchased items by going to myaccount.google.com/purchases. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Couple of traffic accidents right now, so watch out for these. We've got a traffic accident now being reported at K-15 47th Street South. Heavy traffic time right now, so watch out for that one. Again, that's K-15 and 47th Street South. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good wet morning out there, Steve.
Yeah, that old radar makes it appear that it's just raining everywhere in Kansas right now.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten too much of a break from it. I'm not going to lie. I called Uncle late last night. I'm done. We don't need any more. I don't want any more. But unfortunately, that is not the case, as we do have more on the way. Got to make sure that we're staying weather aware, Steve, because not only for that flooding threat where we could be dealing with some flooded roadways, but also because there's still going to be another severe threat today. So once again, another busy, active forecast. I'm going to go ahead and get right into things. 70% chance of rain, thunderstorms today, 74 degrees for a high. We are going to be warming up, but at the price of that window of opportunity to see some strong to severe storms. What's going to happen is that a warm front is going to lift over us And typically, severe weather usually likes to ride those fronts. So between portions of south central and southeastern Kansas, late morning through the afternoon, that's going to be our window of opportunity where we could see a strong to severe storm, all forms of severe weather being possible again. Difference today is that tornado threat, it's going to be a lot lower, but still not completely zero. So therefore, an isolated tornado, I'm going to go ahead and keep that on the table. But it's going to be a brief time frame where we could possibly see that happen. And then later on tonight, we'll gradually see the rain kind of recede as this system lifts up to our north and east. Only a 10% chance of a shower or storm, waking up to a cooler start as well as a drier start tomorrow with a low of 51, and then getting up to 82 degrees for our Wednesday. For much of Wednesday, it's actually going to be pretty dry out there until we get to Wednesday evening. That's where we'll have to watch out for another potential chance for some strong, severe storms. This time, it's going to be large hail. That's the main threat that we'll have to be on the lookout for. Thursday, I'm going to go ahead and fast forward to that day because it's looking like a pretty good chance that we see strong to severe storms with that tornado threat kind of going back up. So that's definitely going to be a day that we'll have to look out for. And Steve, unfortunately, looking like those rain storm chances still going to last all the way through the holiday weekend and as well as into Memorial Day. Right now, 59 degrees would be wise for any morning commuters. If you haven't left the house yet, go ahead and give yourselves a few extra minutes because that rain out there may slow you down. East winds at 8 miles per hour. They have been a little bit gusty at times, and visibility is down to 6 miles. No fog or anything like that, but there is a little bit of mist out there in combination with that rain.
All right. Thank you, Ronell, I think. That is KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Not much to cheer about there. 7:14, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and with us this morning is U.S. Representative Ron Estes from Washington, D.C. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing fine. A little wet here in D.C. I doubt if it's as, quite as wet as it is back here in Kansas, huh?
It's not nearly quite as wet here. It's unfortunate. I think we've got enough rain for a while. We need to let it dry out, save some of it for July and August.
You know, of course, the top of the news we've got every day has to do with investigations and committee hearings and so forth in Washington. I've got to be something else going on there. I mean, is there other business that's happening in D.C. now?
Yeah, there really is. And it's unfortunately the news gets taken up with hearings and investigations, as you said, instead of some of the real things that we need to be working on. And this week, there's several things going on through activities that I'm involved in. We've got a trade subcommittee discussion this week about the USMCA, which, you know, I think that's one of the most important things that we can get done this year in Congress, of getting that U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement done to replace NAFTA and moving trade forward. NAFTA was so great for farmers and manufacturers in Kansas, and this will be even better in terms of helping make sure that some of our agriculture products, dairy and that particular, is open. There's better enforcement for labor unions and not necessarily unions per se, but making sure that workers have a reasonable salary within North America. Mm-hmm. And so we're wanting to get that deal done and want to make sure it's enforceable and open up Kansas products for more trade.
Are you hearing from constituents back here about the tariffs and the possible impact of tariffs on farmers and others as well?
So the tariffs let's be clear. I mean, tariffs are not what we want long term. I mean, it's a tax. It slows down open trade. It disrupts that process. The president and the administration have been using tariffs to force some of the other countries to come to the bargaining table to revisit some of these trade agreements that were written years ago, decades ago in some cases, and that need to be revisited, brought up to the 21st century, as well as address some of the inequities in them. You know, for years and years, most U.S. trade agreements were slanted towards the other country because we were the dominant economy and we wanted to help share that growth. Well, now a lot of other countries are strong and developed countries, and we need to make sure that there's equitable trade agreements. And so the tariffs are a painful process to get there, in a short-term pain, but ultimately what people want is to have that open markets, and that's a lot of folks that I'm here and say, let's get through this short-term process so that we can get the better trade agreements.
And, of course, from the top of the news, Iran, apparently we're we're eyeball to eyeball with Iran again over the possibility of having some skirmishes there. What's going on with Iran, you think?
It really is. It's unfortunate that there's, I mean, there are people in the world that really just want to do evil. And, you know, Iran's proven time and time again that regardless of how they're treated, they want to go out and disrupt and create insurrection and fund terrorists, frankly. Today the House of Representatives is going to get a classified briefing from Mike Pompeo and some of the other intelligence officers around, focused specifically on Iran and some of those issues there. So, you know, that's one of those areas that we need to keep our eye on. The world's still a dangerous place, and we need to help continue to weigh in to help make sure that things get straightened out in the Middle East so that it provides a peaceful environment for all of us.
Well, listen, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. As always, we appreciate the update from Washington, D.C. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
U.S. Representative Ron Estes with us this morning, 4th District Congressman here for Central Kansas. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, it's got to be something going on besides hearings and investigations. And Ron gave us some idea of some of the things they're dealing with there. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's a sports time with Ted Woodward. Shocker baseball there down in Florida today, right, Ted?
Beautiful Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
High in the upper 80s today. Nice. See a little sunshine.
No rain.
Not here. Mm. Hey, the American Conference Tournament getting underway today in Clearwater, Florida with first-round games. Wichita State will be in action against 6th-ranked East Carolina. And that game is set to begin somewhere around 11:30 this morning. And we'll have that for you on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And it will not be the voice of Mike Kennedy. The voice of the Shockers had tons of travel issues and is not able to make it to Clearwater, Florida for today's game. So we'll bring you the ECU broadcast of that game. You can listen to the Shockers and the Pirates today over on KFH. The Shockers lost 2 out of 3 against the Pirates here in Wichita a couple weeks ago. The one game the Shockers did win in that series was a brilliant effort by starting pitcher Clayton McGinnis, who threw a 5-hitter. And that's who will be on the mound for the Shockers today. Clayton McGinnis, we'll see if he can beat a top 10 team for the second straight time. Once again, that'll be over on Sports Radio KFH. Start time around 11:30 this morning. Congratulations to Wichita State senior infielder Luke Ritter, named first team All-American Conference yesterday for the second straight season, in fact. Luke Ritter with a .335 batting average this season, sixth best in the American Conference. The Wichita State men's tennis doubles team of Merkel Delian and Marius Frosa, they're ranked number 35 in the nation, and they are taking part in the NCAA Doubles Championships today in Orlando, Florida. They've got a first-round match against a top 25 duo from the Oklahoma Sooners. Shocker men for the doubles team in this tournament for the first time in 4 years. Good luck to those guys today down in Orlando. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. Western Conference Finals, Game 4. The Golden State Warriors going for a sweep over the Portland Trail Blazers. Golden State up 3-0. The game in Portland last night. And you heard the game on Sports Radio KFH. It went overtime.
Curry at the right elbow, fakes the shot, kicks it out for Green, a right wing three is good! What a clutch, cold-blooded three by Draymond Green! Timeout Portland, and all Steve Kerr can do is shake his head in disbelief and walk away from the huddle with a smile on his face. Draymond Green continuing to play the best basketball of his career, and he's put Golden State up 4 in overtime.
And the Warriors win it, 119-117 for the 4-game sweep. Golden State advances to play for the NBA Finals. Let's get an update on former Wichita State baseball star Sam Hilliard. He is in AAA with the Colorado Rockies, hit a 3-run home run last night. It's 13th of the season. Hilliard is in the top 10 in the Pacific Coast League in runs batted in, home runs, and runs scored. Former Shocker Sam Hilliard in AAA with the Rockies. And in Major League Baseball tonight, Kansas City Royals, after a day off, head to the other side of the state of Missouri for an interleague and interstate rival with the St. Louis Cardinals. 2-game series between the Royals and the Cardinals in St. Louis starting tonight.
The Royals have not won their last 10 series. 0-9-1 in their last 10 series since sweeping the Cleveland Indians 5 weeks ago. And they have not won a series on the road yet this season. The Royals and the Cardinals tonight in St. Louis. 7:15 game tonight. You can hear that on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 7:22 now. I'll keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Wages are going up. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.